session next week, Saturday evening at 4 p.m., African Poetry Theatre, 17603 Jamaica Avenue. It's an economic summit. Check it out, my friends. So as I leave you, my friends, remember, let's focus on our survival. Remember, 1%, 1% rule. Spend 1% of your income with black people. That's just a self-preservation tool and a practice of identifying.
93.5 WP.
I know. Beware. King Selassie, I say so. East.
VIP. 93.5 WPIP and WPIP HD1, New Rochelle.
Hi, I'm Dr. Oz. Throughout my years as a surgeon in New York, I've performed hundreds of life-saving heart transplants. But I've also seen countless lives lost because we couldn't get the hearts needed to perform these miraculous operations. So, in true New York style, let's rally together and help make a difference. Go the extra mile. Sign up to be an organ donor today at dmv.ny.gov. Do it today, and surgeons like me will be standing by to secure the gift of life.
Sponsored by the New York State DMV and the NYSBA.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
Hi, this is Joe from the Homeowners Helpline. Have you noticed here on the radio that everyone is jumping on the Homeowners Helpline bandwagon? There's only one Homeowners Helpline. We have over 5 years' experience helping homeowners. We've helped thousands of homeowners save over $100 million. In mortgage payment and principal balance reductions. But more importantly, we help them stay in their home and not lose it to the bank in foreclosure. The Homeowners Helpline offers homeowners a flat fixed rate for our services to keep you in your home. No continual monthly payments. Join the thousands of happy homeowners who have trusted the Homeowners Helpline since 2008 with this foreclosure fiasco. You know, these companies are making more false promises than the banks. Don't fall for it. Call the one and only Homeowners Helpline, 800-965-9282. That's 800-965-9282. Or visit stopgreedybanks.com. The Homeowners Helpline, folks, we're still there for you.
East. And I say, this is Chronics representing, and I say, I and the original Zing Friends Redemption will be grooving in the park at Grooving in the Park. What I mean? From Queens, New York, New Jersey, the world massive roll through June 29, Queens, New York. Be there. Rastafari, know. Beware. King Selassie, I say so. East.
Whitney Media offers unique opportunities for independent packagers and radio program producers in the metropolitan area. Both WVIP HD and WVOX Worldwide offer prime airtime in the evening, on the weekend, and during the day for a wide range of programs dealing with health, finance, religion, business opportunities, as well as international and multicultural talk and music. The following is an independently produced program. The views and claims expressed on this program by its hosts and guests are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or its advertisers. VIP. The following is a feature presentation of Wake Up Radio with your host, Carl B. Moxley.
In these times when there is a weakening of our social, moral, and even spiritual fiber of our society, resulting in a host of personal and societal ills, a program such as this, Wake Up Radio, can only help to promote the awareness and the upliftment of our communities. Mama. This Mother's Day, Sunday, May 11th, 5 p.m. at the Majestic Marquis Ballroom, 88-03, 101 Avenue, Ozone Park, Queens. Wake Up Radio with Uncle Carl B. Moxie presents its annual Mother's Day Award buffet-style eight-choice combination dinner and entertainment affair. Mother of the Year Awards presentation, tributes by Carl B. Moxie, producer-broadcaster of Wake Up Radio, and by Joe Reed, entrepreneur-investor at Delta Property Solutions. Live entertainment by the Teddy Crawford Experience. That's music by Uncle Carl, D. Moxie, and DJ Roy. Formula Tire and Mush, $65 a one. Cash Bar, tickets at Moody's Records, People's Choice Furniture, Heritage Unisex, Genesis One Restaurant, The Beauty House, and Golden Cross on Linden Boulevard in St. Albans, Queens. And any supporter for events is a supporter of Wake Up Radio. Call 718-994-0765. 994-0765. So see you at dinner. See you at dinner. See you at dinner. Find Fear Supermarket, located in the Baychester Mall at 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx, is your one-stop supermarket, accepting major credit cards, food stamps, and quick checks, and has the convenience of an ATM machine. Free delivery and ample parking at Find Fear Supermarket in the Bronx, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Find Fear carries a wide variety of Caribbean products. Their fish and meat departments are always stocked to meet your demands. And of course, your choice of meats can be cut as ordered. Find Fear Supermarket in the Baychester Mall, 1199 East 233rd Street in the Bronx. Call 718-652-8456. 652-8456. Find Fear Supermarket. Happy shopping. KSI Auto School is at 200 North Avenue at the corner of Main Street in New Rochelle. And today they pose a few basic questions for you. Do you need to learn to drive to obtain your driver's license as a proficient driver? Do you need a detail-oriented five-hour class, which is second to none? How about saving on your car insurance by attending their six-hour point reduction class that will enable you to earn your certificate for a three-year discount allowance? Are you visiting in the U.S. and owns a driver's license of your country of origin? Yes? Then KSI can assist you while applying for your international license to drive while you're vacationing. KSI offers you a round-the-wheel opportunity of a lifetime, and they're just a phone call away. Driving classes available by schedule appointments. 5-hour classes on Thursdays from 5 to 10 p.m. 6-hour point reduction classes available every last Sunday of the month at 10 a.m. Call 914-636-0202 and ask for Gordon. KSI, we're ours for learning. Go by before you know it. 914-636-0202. For timely returns from computerized and electronic filing tax services, contact KGM Income Tax Service, which is conveniently located in St. Albans, Queens, at 200-12 Linden Boulevard, right next to the Golden Coast Outlet. KGM specializes in individual, small business, self-employed, and corporation tax returns and guarantee refund anticipation loan in 48 hours. KGM picks up and delivers to your home or office. 10% discount with coupons from flyers or any other paraphernalia. KGM accountants at 200-12 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, Queens are in tune with the new tax laws. They are inexpensive and they deliver in time. Call them at 718-949-3600 and ask for Mr. Kenneth Moxie, and my cousin will take very good care of you. 949-3600. Presenting new species, a health and nutritional product helping thousands of people in these communities and around the world to live a better lifestyle. Their formulas assist their clients to cleanse and rebuild their bodies while providing incredible health improvements. New species, natural, organic, raw plant extracts are based in the chemistry and physics of nature. They assist the human body in preserving the energy balance of human life. New species scientists, doctors, and herbalists select herbs and plants from many thousands in nature. They design their formulas to promote detoxing, cleansing, and rebuilding the entire body. New species is already helping to relieve tens of thousands from their diseases. So join the many and share your own success stories, like I have. And yes, you guessed it, I too am a satisfied consumer. Call for a free consultation today at 866-233-9777. 866-233-9777. New species, putting back the life into healthy living. This is Carl B. Moxie.
Hi, I am Samara Spencer, the proud captain of the Hadel High School track and field team. Congratulations to Team Jamaica Bickle on 20 years of service to Jamaica's athletes at the Fen Relays. With delicious meals, reliable transportation, chiropractic care, and reduced accommodation rates, all courtesy of Team Jamaica Bickle, we can't say thank you enough. Help us get to Penrillays by donating to Team Jamaica Bickle at teamjamaicabickle.org or call 718-523-2861. That's 718-523-2861. We do our best to make Jamaica and the diaspora proud. Please donate to Team Jamaica Bickle today.
Can you hear my voice? Yes? Well, let's talk. Your business grows if your clientele knows. If they don't know, they won't show. The Wake Up Call is designed to suit the needs of our growing audience. Help your business grow by supporting those who provide services for your community. Call us at 718-994-0765. 994-0765. That's right. Advertising is money in the till.
Mommy, Mommy, wake up, Uncle Colin on the radio with the Wake Up Call.
As people seeking to wake up and be aware, we acknowledge your divine source to be your beloved leader and teacher, invisible yet ever present. And in all things we submit ourselves for inspiration and illumination, that we may be led by him into the knowledge of truth.
I hear the wind of fall. the Dubmaster, and you're listening to Carl B. Mox's Wake Up Call. We invite you to wake up, to evoke your awareness of who you are, your relationship with your Creator, your world, and those around you.
Thank you, the Master. Om Shanti. Greetings of peace and namaste to everyone. I salute the divine in each of you this morning, and we hope that you are enjoying this beautiful day which the One Supreme Father has blessed us and in which we should rejoice and be glad. I'm Carl B. Moxie, and you're listening to Wake Up Radio Network on 93.5 Capital FM Radio. We must continue to remind you that this program, The Wake Up Call, is not intended to impose any particular religion on anyone, but it is a program designed specifically to help all of us recognize who we really are, that we are all spiritual beings, that we are all souls. It is also to help rediscover the powers that lie within us. This program is also designed to help remind us that if we only stay connected to our divine source, then our inner powers can be eternally and limitlessly sustained. Now we invite you to take an inward journey with us as we explore our relationship with the self, with others, and with God, our supreme parent, teacher, guide, and friend, through Insight with Carmen. And so now we invite you, as you listen to the next interlude of music, to become comfortable and relax and begin to prepare yourself for this inner journey. And so as you find that place of calm and stillness within, you will listen only to the voice on the radio and focus on the peace and the love that is within you. This beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning.
Stay tuned for Insight with Carmen.
indeed a very beautiful spring day. So much to be appreciative of, so much to be grateful, thankful for. So many of us can appreciate the day and all that comes with it, yet there are many of our brothers and sisters around the world who are caught up in and are blinded by so much pain and sorrow, so much unhappiness. They are unable to see any beauty around them in their lives or in their world. They are unable to see what it is that they can be appreciative of. So as I was reflecting on this today, I began to ask myself, what is it that is required of me to help to bring about a change in the world? I am asking myself that question, but I also know that time is asking me the same question, that the world is asking me, that life's drama is asking me, and that most of all, most importantly, God is asking me to reflect deeply, to listen, to hear, and to understand what is truly required of me. Our sisters and brothers around the world, at home, here locally, and far away, who are trapped in the darkness, the peacelessness and sorrow, in a world of violence and degraded conditions, are looking to us to extend a hand of mercy and compassion, a hand of good wish and pure feelings. So when the answer is revealed to me as to what's required of me, the next question I must ask is, to what extent am I prepared to do that which is truly required of me? And that's where the challenge lies. Because most of us know, to some extent, what's required of us. However, there's not necessarily the readiness, the determination, the courage, and the obedience to surrender, or the power to do what is required of us. Many may ask, can I, one individual, make a difference in the world? And the question is, yes, each one of us can. Each one of us, drop by drop, can make a difference. First, it begins with me, with my own individual, very positive change. There's a saying, when I change, then my world changes. I begin by changing the way I think. So then the way I think, the way I speak, the way I act, my vision and my attitude towards others and situations, my perception to the world, all have to change. I respond to what's happening around me very differently. I see my brothers and sisters with a spiritual vision, and I respond to them from that perspective. Everything I do must bring benefit to myself for my own personal change, and must bring benefit to others and to any situation in which I'm involved. That changes my immediate world, and subsequently it changes the world in an unlimited way. The thoughts we create, the words we speak, the actions we perform can be very powerful as seeds for the transformation of our world. Through our own self-transformation or self-change, we come into our own pure and very elevated state of self-respect. And when we operate from this state of self-respect, we can only give respect and regard to others. Then we don't need to ask for respect or regard from anyone, because it is in our giving that we receive. When we become transformed, We can have only pure feelings and good wish for everyone, regardless of who or how anyone is. It is through our respect and regard, and through our pure feelings and good wishes for others, that we help to empower and uplift others. We have become merciful and bestowers of mercy for all. And that is how we serve to help bring change into our lives and into the world. But first, by bringing that change into my own life. And that's required of me. I think it is Gandhi who said, "Become the change you want to see in the world." And each of us must now become the image that grants the vision of what we all want to see in the world. So we are becoming the images of hope. We are bringing hope to those who have lost hope, peace to those who are peaceless, happiness to those who are unhappy and in sorrow. We are to become the ignited lamps to show the way to others. We have to be the samples in the world so that others can copy us. So we have to be authentic. We have to be real. We have to come from our eternal truth. We are spiritual beings. We are souls, the children of God. We are innately pure, perfect, and good. And so we have to reflect that innate purity and perfection into the world, that peace, that love, that goodness, that beauty. We have to see everyone else the same way. That is, we are seeing them with a vision with which God sees them. They are also God's children. They too are innately pure, perfect, and good. Giving respect and regard to each one, being merciful to each one, having pure feelings and good wishes for all, and seeing each one as God sees them, uplifting our brothers and sisters, and being the ignited lamps of hope in this dark world is the living, practical proof of our love for each other. It is the proof of our love for God. We are making ourselves the obedient and humble instrument of God's very elevated task of bringing a change into the world. That is the highest donation that we can make in this world. And that, my friend, is what's required of me, of you, of all of us. God bless you all, my friends, and
tuned in to Wake Up Radio with your host, Carl B. Moxie. Heard right here every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. and every Sunday at 8 a.m. bright and early in the morning. So wake up.
Virtue for this week is centered. In being centered, I am secured in myself and open-hearted. I see other points of view without losing my own identity. My connection with others are filled with respect. I listen to my inner voice and watch my thoughts, my feelings, and my actions flow from a point of peace from my center. Today, I will center myself before launching into action.
Virtual Reality is brought to you from the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization at Great Neck, Long Island. They offer courses in meditation, stress-free living, positive thinking, learn to relax, self-management, and many other programs as a free community service. For further information on the Brahma Kumaris and the program they offer, call 516-773-0971 or visit the web at ghhny.com or bkwsu.com.
And Wake Up Radio, helping to make a world of a difference in a world which now appears different.
I have planned my day, you know. I've listed all the activities and schedules for the next 24 hours. I have a lot to accomplish. I am not one for being caught up in trivial matters. I am methodical and efficient with my time. After all, time is valuable and should be utilized wisely. So I have made my plans for the day. And what a day. From early morning, everything seems to be conspiring to make a mockery of my plan, of my efficiency. I have been confronted with many unexpected circumstances demanding my time and energy, keeping me away from the wheel, or so I think, things that concern me. Yes, life is full of its uncertainties, and my best-made plans are sometimes made useless and ineffective. The best way to maintain a state of equilibrium and always remain calm is to become an observer. Yes, to become an observer. Step aside a little and watch the scenes of the drama. Even though I am an actor in the scene, and even though I have to enact my role in these events, I can develop a state of conscious detachment that helps me to deal more effectively with the situation. Being too close, I take my role in the drama for the real thing. I become confused, intimidated, and worst of all, lose my cool. I lose my equilibrium. Yeah, I lose my balance. To thank Enya and Celine Dion for their musical contributions to this morning's program. We also would like to thank everyone else who have contributed to the program, including our sponsors. Yes, especially you, our listeners. You have been mighty, mighty kind. So as per usual, folks, if we helped you today in any way, kindly tap once on your radio and we will be pleased. Thank you, thank you. And if you missed any part of today's program, in a couple of hours, it will be available to you on the web at www.wakeupradio.net. My friends, a new day has dawned, so we must allow this new day to dawn within us and to dawn for us. But we must first open ourselves to the freedom of spirit and allow the wisdom of the universe to speak to us. In doing so, we will invite divine courage to uphold us, to remove our fears, and to help set us free. So in this new dawn, we free ourselves from limitations and the past and open ourselves to the magnificence of life. Know the truth, my friend. Live it. And it will help set you free. Free from ignorance and stagnation, that is. So until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., yes, this is Call Me Moxie on Wake Up Radio saying, never look down on a person unless to pick him up, because he's your brother and he too is special. And remember that love is the most durable power in the world. However, the love of which we are speaking is that of force, which is the key that unlocks the door.
93.5 WVIP, New Rochelle, a Whitney Media Station.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle.
The Thomas Empowerment Hour radio show presents the first annual Empowerment Hour seminar with live performances by Luke and Eve.
You are the center of a switch.
Miss Daisy.
He's got the stuff I love so much.
Tony Curtis.
But I gotta have
faith,
I gotta
Lady G. The veteran Philip Fraser, Ezra, and Chris Howell. Sunday, April 13th at the York College Performing Arts Center. 9420 Guy Borough Boulevard, Jamaica, New York. Your eyes can't see my heart. An intimate discussion with Audrey A. Thomas, Esquire. Author, attorney, inspirational speaker, radio show host, mother of nine, and humanitarian. Come and leave empowered. Sunday, April 13th for Your Eyes Can't See My Heart. The first annual Empowerment.